Michelle Dunn is making her way through shoulder-high knotweed to show me an urban tire dump.
This is the start of the tires. They're all entwined in here.
About 300 tires have been chucked over the hill in this quiet Pittsburgh neighborhood. Dunn's with a nonprofit that helps communities clean up old dump sites. She says illegal tire dumping is still a problem, but not the gargantuan problem it used to be.
I don't think you're seeing, you know, new major piles appearing. And the regular Joe is not dumping as many tires because people are now becoming educated. They have a service where they can take them to get them disposed of properly.
In many states, the place to take old tires is now the neighborhood tire store. Since the early 1990s, about 35 states have required tire dealers to collect small fees to dispose of used tires. Now fewer people dump tires, and about 4 out of 5 scrap tires have been cleaned up. Numbers have nosedived from 1 billion stockpiled tires to less than 200 million. Not all states have had equal success reducing their cache of old tires. Some states, such as Alaska, Wyoming, and Nevada, are still struggling. Their rural landscapes have made it hard to catch illegal dumpers and collect tires. Many other states have stepped up enforcement. They now make dumpers pay to clean up waste tire sites and register scrap tire haulers. But Matt Hale says new laws aren't the only reason scrap tire programs are working. Hale directs the Division of Solid Waste for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
In many cases, a successful program is a result of being near markets for tires. In the Southeast, for example, tires are in demand as a fuel use, and that certainly makes state tire programs in that part of the country easier.
Stricter waste tire laws have made it easier for the tire recycling industry to take hold. Dave Quarterson is a senior director with Liberty Tire. Liberty's the biggest tire recycling company in the country.
It has been difficult for companies like ours in the past to look at having to invest $5 or $10 million into a facility to recycle tires and then have to compete on the street with a guy with a $1,000 pickup truck who's rolling them down an embankment somewhere.
In 1990, very few of the 300 million scrap tires generated each year were reused. Today, about 90% are recycled. A majority of these tires are chipped and shipped to cement kilns and paper mills to be burned for fuel, a fuel source that U.S. EPA says is relatively safer than burning coal, but environmental groups say is still polluting. Tire recyclers like Liberty Tire are now in big demand. Liberty uses almost 75 million scrap tires a year. Their headquarters plant specializes in making crumb rubber. Crumb's used in everything from football field turf to brake lining. It's made from shredded tires that are frozen with liquid nitrogen and then pulverized into various sized bits. Dave Quarterson says tire recyclers are starting to move away from producing tire chips for fuel to making newer products like crumb rubber.
We've got a lot more money into producing it, but it's a lot more rewarding financially.
States are also encouraging new uses for the decades-old tires that still remain in big abandoned piles. Even with this backlog of old scrap tires, states and recyclers are optimistic that growing markets and new laws mean more and more scrap tires will have a useful second life. For the Environment Report, this is Ann Murray.